This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. The furor over the alleged abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the hands of U.S. servicemen continues to grow. Last Friday, images of military police humiliating and abusing inmates in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison were released to news organizations around the world. President Bush said he felt a deep disgust over the photographs. Critics claimed the pictures would help solidify anti-American feelings, particularly in the Arab world. Now an internal army report has emerged. It was completed 2 months ago, and it details physical and sexual abuse of the Iraqi inmates. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The 53-page Army report, cited in the New Yorker magazine, concluded that Iraqi prisoners had been victims of what the report called, quote, sadistic, blatant, and wanton abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison. The report says some Iraqi prisoners were beaten with broom handles and chairs, threatened with rape. One prisoner was sodomized with a chemical light stick, or the report says a broomstick. And military dogs were used to frighten and intimidate the Iraqis. The Army report was finished in February, but General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said on Fox News Sunday that he had not seen it.
It's working its way up the chain to me. I've not seen the report, although I'm very directly involved in making sure there is not a systemic issue here. That's something that we try to push, and Secretary Wolfowitz, Secretary Rumsfeld, we've all pushed this to make sure we don't have a systemic problem. And so we'll have to see the report, see if these are isolated cases. Though they are, we have to deal with them.
Myers said that several investigations are underway in the wake of the publication of photographs showing American military police smiling and posing in front of nude Iraqi prisoners, some of whom were forced into sexual positions. Six soldiers involved in those pictures now face courts-martial. One of those is 37-year-old Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick. His uncle, William Lawson, provided NPR with a copy of his nephew's handwritten account of prison life in Abu Ghraib. In the 10-page journal, Frederick says he repeatedly asked his superiors for guidance in dealing with the Iraqi prisoners. He also says that he and the other soldiers were encouraged by military intelligence officials and private contractors who interrogate the prisoners to break the Iraqis down. The uncle says Frederick also gave him a similar account. William Lawson.
They tried to get instructions from higher headquarters, and they couldn't get that, and so they were told to go back down to the prison and do what the civilian interrogators told them to do and figure out the best way to extract, loosen them up by getting them ready psychologically for an interrogation.
In his journal, Frederick says that he was able to finally research the Geneva Convention on the Internet. But Gary Solis, an adjunct professor of law at Georgetown University and an expert on the laws of war and war crimes, says simply, Sergeant Frederick should have known better.
He should have known, without having to look anywhere, what he could and could not do. This is not a matter of fine distinctions. This is not a matter of judgment. Can I do this or can I not? This is the kind of thing that anybody should know is wrong. You don't have to be a college graduate to recognize that this kind of conduct is prohibited, is not acceptable.
The photos are particularly offensive to Arabs, and that raises a challenge to U.S. policymakers, says Senator Joseph Biden, the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Biden appeared on the program Fox News Sunday.
I don't get the sense that they understand what an incredible sense of urgency there is here. To get this straight, we should demonstrate to the Arab world that this is urgent. This is the single most significant undermining act that's occurred in a decade in that region of the world in terms of our standing, in my view.
The internal army report suggests the civilian contractors and several of the military intelligence officers be relieved of duty. But the report also makes clear that the abuse problems at Abu Ghraib prison go far beyond this one incident. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.